KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the first day, full day of the NCAA basketball tournament in the books. The madness got ready in earnest with 32 men's basketball teams battling yesterday to advance to the second round of the tourney. Number 12 Murray State was among three double-digit seeds to win. Jay Morant scored a ninth triple-double in NCAA tournament history with 19 points, 16 assists, and 12 rebounds in the Racers' 83-66 win over fifth-seeded Marquette. The Seminoles of Florida State, the number four seed, withstood a barrage of three-pointers from 13th-seeded Vermont in a 76-69 victory. Also, Dedrick Lawson had 25 points and 11 rebounds. The number four Kansas beat Northeastern 87-73. Jared Harper made all four of his three-pointers in the second half and had a team-high 17 points, helping fifth-seeded Auburn survive a wild finish in a 78-77 triumph over New Mexico State. Skylar Mays hit four free throws in the final 15 seconds to help embattled third-seed LSU secure a 79-74 win over Yale. Maryland takes on LSU Saturday after Jalen Smith scored 19 points on 8 of 9 shooting to lead the sixth-seeded Terrapins to a 79-77 squeaker over Belmont. Number 10 seed Minnesota won its first NCAA tournament game in 6 years, behind 24 points from freshman Gail Kalscher in a 86-76 win against Louisville. Next up for Minnesota, number 2 seed Michigan State, after Big Ten Player of the Year Cassius Winston scored 26 points, leading the Spartans past Bradley 76-65. Rui Hachimura provided 21 points and 8 rebounds to lead top-seeded Gonzaga in a wire-to-wire 87-49 pounding of Fairleigh Dickinson. Mekhi Mason scored 22 points, and the Baylor Bears set a school NCAA tournament record with 16 three-pointers as they beat Syracuse 78-69. Also, number 10, Florida, 70-61 winner over Nevada. The Gators will face second-ranked Michigan next. They received 22 points and 10 boards from Charles Matthews in a 74-55 rout of Montana. Keldon Johnson scored 25 points, and Reed Travis had 15 as second-seeded Kentucky hammered Abilene Christian 79-44. Fletcher McGee buried 7 three-pointers and scored 24 points to lead Wofford to an 84-68 victory against Seton Hall to set up a meeting with Kentucky. McGee became the most prolific three-point shooter in Division I history, going past the mark of 504 set by Oakland's Travis Bader in 2014. Phil Booth scored 20 points, and fellow senior Eric Paschal added 14 for number 6 seed Villanova in a 61-57 win over St. Mary's. Purdue will go up against Villanova next after Carson Edwards scored 26 points, and the third-seeded Boilermakers coasted to a 61-48 win against Old Dominion. Now, plenty of action today in the NCAA tournament slate. A two-year absence from the NCAA tourney ends for the Iowa Hawkeyes this morning when they play Cincinnati in Columbus, Ohio. The Hawkeyes are 22-11 after a sixth-place finish in the Big Ten Conference.
To have this opportunity, I'm very proud of our team. We played a long, grueling 20-game schedule in the Big Ten and accomplished a lot of great things. Proud of my guys and looking forward to playing.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. For junior forward Tyler Cook, it's his first appearance in the tournament.
You know, ever since we saw our name pop up on that screen, we've all just been excited to get to work. And, you know, I feel like we've, put forth a good effort in terms of preparing for this game. And, you know, it's a huge stage for us all, so we're just super excited. We're blessed to be in this position. And, I think we'll take full advantage of it.
Junior guard Jordan Bohannon feels the Hawkeyes' schedule has prepared them.
Really prepared to play at this level, knowing coming from the Big Ten Conference and the type of teams we played against all year. We've played one of the hardest schedules in the country. And for us to be able to get on the stage, I think our past will prepare us for these moments. And I mean, we've played in Madison Square Garden. We've played in big stages already, so I know what we're capable of doing, and I think we all have that same mindset.
Hawkeyes playing in the South Regional. We'll have that game for you here this morning on the radio. 10 o'clock is when our pregame gets started, and 11:15 is tip time from Columbus, Ohio. Iowa facing Cincinnati here this morning. Other South Regional games today include Oklahoma against Mississippi, Cal Irvine facing Kansas State, Colgate against Tennessee, Gardner-Webb facing Virginia, Oregon facing Wisconsin. Also in the East Regional, North Dakota State plays Duke, Liberty plays Mississippi State, UCF faces VCU, St. Louis plays Virginia Tech. In the West Regional, it's Northern Kentucky against Texas Tech and Arizona State against Buffalo. In the Midwest Region, Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says his defense will be a key when the Cyclones take on Ohio State in the opening round of the NCAAs tonight in Tulsa. And that begins with slowing down Buckeye center Caleb Wesson.
Defensively, we've got to have a great identity again. We've got to guard the post. We've got to be great post defense, ball screen defense, and finish plays. But Caleb's the big key. But I think they've got some other pieces around that have some experience from a really good team last year.
The Cyclones are coming off a championship run at the Big 12 Conference Tournament. Here's senior guard Mariel Shayok.
I've just been telling these guys that we have to bring energy, stay together, and really just take every moment, just take it in and just have fun. I think when we're having fun and being together, I think we're hard to beat, so we just got to keep that up.
ISU guard Lindell Wigginton says they have to continue the momentum that they built at the conference tourney.
We came together as a team. You know, everybody stuck together, and I was proud of that because, you know, a couple weeks back we were kind of, you know, separate, and, you know, that's what led to our losing drought. But, you know, everybody came together, and, you know, everybody stepped up in a big way and, you know, contributed what they had to contribute, and you know, that's the main thing why I was so happy.
Well, Iowa State fans, get your nap in this afternoon. You play late tonight. 8:50 Central Time is the scheduled start time, if it gets going on time tonight, against Ohio State. Other Midwest regional games: Washington facing Utah State, Georgia State against Houston, and Iona facing North Carolina. CIT first-round action yesterday saw Charleston Southern beat Florida Atlantic 68-66, Cal State Bakersfield over Cal State Fullerton 66-58, Louisiana Monroe beat Kent State 87-77, Hampton over St. Francis Brooklyn 81-72. One CIT game tonight, Drake on the road this evening. The Bulldogs will play at Southern Utah. That's a 7:30 tip time tonight. NIT's second-round play today has just one game. Creighton is at home as the Blue Jays play host to Memphis this evening. In other college basketball news, John Calipari has tweeted that his plan and desire is to retire at Kentucky, quashing the latest rumor in what's been an annual ritual linking him as a candidate for vacant coaching jobs. The 10th-year Wildcats coach said on his verified Twitter account Wednesday night that there's no better job in the world to coach basketball than at Kentucky. Calipari has periodically been mentioned as a candidate for NBA jobs, only to state his commitment to the Wildcats. Duke will have 6'11" center Marcus Bolden back for its NCAA tournament opener against North Dakota State, but they will be minus forward Jack White. Bolden missed the ACC tournament with a sprained ankle. Washington has rewarded coach Mike Hopkins for getting the Huskies back to the NCAA tourney. Hopkins has received a contract extension worth $17.5 million through the 2025 season. Jamian Christian has been hired as head coach of George Washington less than a week after the school parted ways with Maurice Joseph. Christian went 17-16 in his only season with Siena after inheriting a squad that was 8-24 last year. A women's NCAA tournament play gets underway today as well, with 16 games on the slate. Among them, Iowa will be in action today as the second-seeded Hawkeyes will face off against fifth-seeded Mercer in a first-round tourney game. That game will be played at Carver Hawkeye Arena this afternoon. That's a 1 o'clock tip time. Also, Drake will be in action later on this afternoon, also at Carver Hawkeye Arena, as the 10th-seeded Bulldogs will face 7th-seeded Missouri. That's a 3:30 tip time this afternoon. Other first-round games in the women's NCAA include Robert Morris facing Louisville, Belmont against South Carolina, Rice facing Marquette, Kansas State against Michigan, Bucknell facing Florida State, Buffalo against Rutgers, Wright State against Texas A&M. UCF plays Arizona State, Clemson faces South Dakota, Indiana will battle Texas, Towson plays UConn, Florida Gulf Coast faces Miami, Southern University plays top seed Mississippi State, and Portland State will play Oregon in women's NCAA tourney play today. Ichiro Suzuki was showered with cheers and chants while taking what appeared to be his final bow in a magnificent career that lasted nearly three decades. The 45-year-old Ichiro went 0-for-4 before his Seattle Mariners beat the Oakland Athletics 5-4 in 12 innings yesterday. He drew a huge ovation from fans and teammates in Tokyo when he was pulled from right field in the bottom of the eighth inning. He had announced before the game that he was going to retire after that contest. Domingo Santana beat out a double play relay with the bases loaded to drive in the go-ahead run. Ryan Healy and Mitch Haniger homered for the Mariners as they're off to their first 2-0 start since they opened 3-0 in the 2014 season. And also, the Tampa Bay Rays have worked out a new contract with their top pitcher. AL Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell and the Rays have accepted a 5-year, $50 million deal that covers three seasons of arbitration eligibility, plus 1 year after he could have become a free agent. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.